Opening. Hi, welcome. In this lesson, you're going to learn how to protect the sound quality of your drum and bass tracks when uploading to YouTube using Ableton Live 12. I'll walk you through a simple master chain, loudness workflow, export settings, and quick testing tips so your mixes keep punch, clarity, and bass after YouTube re-encoding. Lesson overview. The goal is practical and beginner-friendly. We'll keep headroom and prevent intersample peaks. Target YouTube's loudness of about minus 14 lufs. Control sub-bass so codecs don't ruin it, and export at the right sample rate and bit depth. I'll use live stock devices where possible. Utility, EQ8, glue compressor, multiband dynamics, saturator, limiter, and spectrum. If live doesn't have a lufs meter in your install, use a free meter like Julian Loudness Meter for integrated lufs and true peak readings. What you will build by the end, you'll have a master chain and export workflow in Live 12 that leaves safe headroom and prevents intersample peaks, targets YouTube's integrated lufs of around minus 14, controls sub-bass so it survives lossy codecs, exports as a 48 kHz, 24-bit WAV ready to embed in video. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and gain staging. Start by opening your drum and bass set. Solo the full arrangement or a 30 to 60 second section you'll master. Insert a utility on the master and lower the volume by minus 6 dB. This gives safe headroom so you're not chasing limiting too early. Add spectrum on the master or ascend to eyeball low-end energy and overall balance. Clean up individual tracks. Quick passes. Do quick cleanups on individual tracks. On non-bass elements, pads, synths, vocals, use EQ8 high-pass filters. Keep bass instruments full, but cut other tracks around 40 to 150 Hz depending on their role. This removes unnecessary sub-rumble codecs mishandle. Check kick and sub-alignment for phase. Use utilities phase invert to test. Make low-end mono on bass tracks by reducing width to 0 to 40% to avoid phase cancellation after encoding. Master insert chain. Order and settings. Place these devices on the master in this order. 1. Utility for final gain staging. Set the gain to 0 dB initially if you used a minus 6 dB earlier. Use width to check mono compatibility while you tweak. 2. EQ8 for broad surgical fixes. Only high pass if you need extra sub cleanup around 30 to 35 Hz. Use gentle cuts in the 2 to 6 kHz area if the mix is harsh. Avoid big boosts and notch out any resonances. 3. Glue compressor for gentle bus glue. Try a ratio around 1.5 to 1 up to 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on transients. This tames peaks but preserves punch. 4. Multiband dynamics to tame sub and upper mids. Set the low band crossover around 120 Hz. Compress or attenuate the sub band by roughly 1 to 3 dB if the sub is too dominant. This helps prevent codec pumping. 5. Saturator for tasteful warmth. Drive lightly, half a dB to 2 dB of perceived drive. Use soft sign or analog clip in low drive. The point is adding harmonics so the mix survives lossy encoding, not hard clipping. 6. Limiter last. Use Ableton's limiter and set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. If your limiter reports true peak, aim for minus 1 dB TP. Set look ahead to 1 to 3 milliseconds if available. Apply very modest gain reduction. Don't crush the master. The limiter helps prevent anything hitting 0 dB FS and avoids intersample peaks after re-encoding. Loudness targeting. Insert a lufs meter just before the limiter. Live's loudness device if you have it, or Julian loudness meter. Target integrated lufs of about minus 14, plus or minus 1 lu. To adjust loudness, use the limiter's gain or the utility at the start of the chain. If you need more than 3 to 4 dB of gain to reach the target, back off and revisit mix balance, compression, and individual track levels instead of over-limiting. True peak and export settings. Keep true peak set or below minus 1 dB TP to prevent overshoots after resampling. When exporting, choose rendered track, master sample rate, 48,000 HZ bit depth, 24-bit WAV normalize, off dither, off. Don't dither since you're exporting at 24-bit. If you must deliver audio only, create a 48K HZ, high bitrate AAC or MP3 from the WAV, but embedding a lossless WAV in the video is safest. Test upload the exported file to YouTube as unlisted or private first. Listen on multiple devices, phone, laptop, cheap earbuds, TV. Check sub-bass presence, transient clarity on kicks and snares, any harshness in 2 to 6 kHz, and overall loudness compared to reference tracks on YouTube. If YouTube reduced loudness noticeably, check your integrated lufs. If you were louder than -14, you tube lightly normalized you down. If you were much quieter, you can raise loudness slightly but keep true peak safety. Common mistakes: a few things beginners often do wrong. Mastering to 0 dBFS with no headroom. This causes inter-sample clipping after you tube re-encode. Aiming for ultra-loud masters around -6 to -8 LUFS. You tube will normalize and you lose punch. Overusing limiting or brick wall limiting. That flattens drum and bass energy. Ignoring true peak and only watching sample peaks leads to distortion post-encode. Too much stereo width on low frequencies creates phase cancellation on some playback devices. Exporting at 44.1 kHz or low bit depth for video introduces resampling artifacts. Use 48 kHz/24 bit, relying only on studio monitors and not testing how YouTube's re-encoded audio sounds on phones and cheap speakers. Pro tips: keep a YouTube reference track and measure its LUFS and spectrum. Make two masters if you need to. One targeted at -14 LUFS for streaming and YouTube, and another louder master only if specifically requested. Use mid-side EQ to tighten sides above 200 to 300 Hz and keep low frequencies centered. For more perceived loudness without heavy limiting, try parallel compression on your drum bus and blend it in. After uploading, wait a few minutes and compare the uploaded result to your WAV, then iterate. Name your exported files clearly, for example track name YT48K24B.WAV. Mini practice exercise: now a short exercise. Load or create a 45 to 60 second drum and bass loop with kick, sub, snares, bass line and pads. On the master chain. 1. Insert utility and reduce by -6 dB. 2. Add EQ 8. High pass non-bass tracks at 60 Hz and apply a slight cut at 3.5 kHz if it's harsh. 3. Insert glue compressor at 2 to 1. Attack 15 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. 4. Insert multiband dynamics and reduce the low band by 1.5 dB when it crosses threshold. 5. Insert saturator at about 1 dB drive, soft sign. 6. Insert limiter with ceiling at -1 dB and look ahead at 2 ms. Raise limiter gain until loudness feels right, but limit gain reduction to 3 to 5 dB max. Monitor integrated LUFS with the loudness meter and adjust utility or limiter to hit around -14 LUFS. Export as 48 kHz. 24-bit WAV and upload privately to YouTube. Compare and tweak. Recap: to protect your sound on YouTube, remember 4 practical points. Leave headroom. Start with roughly -4 to -6 dB on the master. Target YouTube's loudness of about -14 LUFS so the platform won't aggressively normalize you. Control sub-bass and true peaks. Use multiband for sub control and a limiter ceiling of -1 dB or -1 dB TP. Export at the right specs. 48 kHz. 24-bit WAV, and always do a private upload test before releasing. Closing: save this master chain as a YouTube template in Live so you can repeat the workflow. Iterate with private uploads, compare on several devices, and you'll consistently preserve the punch, bass, and clarity of your drum and bass mixes on YouTube. Thanks for following along. Now go try it in Live 12.